Good morning, a Monday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, after what normally would have been a week of fundraising, perhaps a weekend, maybe even to this week, ended last Thursday. Again, we're all sort of reeling from this amazing experience.
You know, David, a wonderful woman stopped me, and then Roselle and I were walking around Lake Mansfield, a beautiful little jewel here in Great Barrington, and a woman stopped her car and said, "Well, we did it." I turned to Roselle after she had pulled on and said, "You know, of all the things I have heard about this legendary fund drive, which was, what, 3.5 days for $1 million, all I could say was, that's the best thing I ever heard. We did it because we all did it. We all did it together. I can't believe all those wonderful people who put money up and who wanted to feed the poor and those who didn't have enough food to eat, as well as all those incredible people who just understand what this radio station is about. It's fantastic. I mean, how many times can you say thank you and really feel it?"
Well, speaking of fantastic and celebration, how about the fact that the Chicago Cubs are now in the World Series facing the Cleveland Indians? They end a 107-year championship drought if they can win 4 games.
Well, first of all, great kudos to Theo Epstein. I mean, it's just incredible that he did it in Boston. And now he's doing it here in Chicago. Chicago needs some help. Obviously, it's had a lot of problems. It's school problems, violence problems, murder problems. And along comes this ray of sunshine. You know, the Cubs, it's great. There are those people in this country who will be for Cleveland, who's had its own drought. Nevertheless, it's not competitive. This is the idea of the Cubs can be great again.
Well, let's talk presidential politics. Hillary Clinton, jumping into a double-digit lead against rival Donald Trump, pushed largely by disapproval of the Republican candidate. That's according to an ABC News inaugural 2016 election tracking poll. I'm guessing, though, Alan, the Democrats don't want complacency at the polls.
Complacency is the last thing you can have. And the New York Times, in their list of the national polls, always puts Rasmussen up there on the top, which says that Trump is going to win by 2 points. And they are not the only poll that show that. The big question in this election is who's going to turn out. And if people who are going to carry a victory for Hillary Clinton stay home, that's what it's all about. Remember, David, that in most presidential elections, less than half the people who are eligible to vote show up. So we do know that those people who have the most resources often are the ones who do show up. This is a very strange election, because when you look at the way in which it works, traditionally, Republicans would be pouring out for the Republican candidate. Apparently, that's not the case here, that Republicans have their own reservations. So I'm saying this is an election that could be won in the public opinion polls, but lost at the ballot box.
Let's turn to New York for a second, Alan. Ken Lovett, a column this morning saying that Governor Andrew Cuomo stumping for Democrats in key races to tilt control of the state Senate.
Well, it depends what you believe. Look, in the past, most of us have not believed that this is where Cuomo was. Quite the opposite. We have believed that Cuomo has always wanted the Republicans in the state Senate. It also puts a brake on the system. The demands of the left and the semi-left cannot be met because he could always point to the Republicans as being the bad guys. His father was a lot like that, too, a guy I knew pretty well. And so I can only say that now, with his near scare with Zephyr Teachout, who is running for Congress now, but who clearly could be a candidate for governor against him in a primary, you know, she, with no money, beat him in all the upstate counties, or at least most, except for, I believe, for Buffalo. And so he knows that one of the things that Democrats are holding against him are the fact that they perceive him as having been for a Republican Senate. In fact, I had a call from one of his people on that very subject. And so now he has to prove to Democrats that he's a real Democrat. And now, all of a sudden, we have this conversion, or what looks like a conversion to many of us.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, thank you. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Okay, that's right. And David, I have to say congratulations to you. You keep on keeping on.